Blog Talk Radio. Well, welcome everybody. This is Linus. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, and my show is Talk to Me. So glad to have everybody this evening. I hope that you had a good week at work and that your weekend is turning out to be nice. It's so warm up here in Seattle today. It's very, very nice today. Well, two things. We're going to do entertainment news this week, and today I should say, and we're also going to do our recipes, which we said our cooking show is today. So Bernice and I will be covering that, and of course we've got Chabonet on board, my producer, a.k.a. the sheriff, and of course Bernice, my BFF. So get ready, get your pen and paper together, and to copy down the recipes. But like I said, first off, we're going to discuss entertainment news. There's a lot to discuss tonight, so we might be doing that for about a half an hour, and then the last half hour we'll go over the recipes. So like I said, have your pen and paper there to copy down the recipes or whatever notations you like to take. And also, what else was I going to say? Something else. Oh, for my astrology friends, the new moon starts on Monday. So Monday or Tuesday, I think. Okay. Here we go. Okay, and entertainment news. The first thing I want to say, too, before I get to entertainment, to the newest Supreme Court judge, Elena Kagan. Yay! We are all so happy for her.
Hey!
Yes, congratulations. And believe me, she deserved it. Man, she went through a lot of
controversy
and
she didn't have
them asking questions. Yeah, she's great.
Yeah,
she was great.
Really good.
I think she's going to be a very good asset to the court, too.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to start off the first thing, and this has been all over the internet, y'all, since Friday. Actor Lawrence Fishburne is said to be angry and disappointed in his daughter's path to fame. 19-year-old Montana Fishburne, a.k.a. Chippy D, has decided she wants to be famous by releasing a couple of porn movies. Yes, you heard me, not sex tapes, y'all, but highly explicit porn movies.
Dad is not going for that one.
Montana says she wants to pattern her road to fame after Kim Kardashian and Paris Hilton.
Really? Now, I think she could have done just a little bit better than those two.
Oh, hello.
Hello. I mean, come on now. Paris Hilton was already all over the news. I mean, like, do you really want to be after her? I don't
And Kardashian is just because her daddy's famous, you know, and he's rich, too, from the OJ trial. But, yeah. I mean, she ain't really did anything spectacular.
Well, I don't think Kim really wanted to go that route in the first place.
I don't think,
you know.
I don't think Paris did either, but she just...
They both
silly,
got caught up
yeah.
in
it, and then somebody filmed them while they were having sex, so they weren't in it to be porno characters.
And she could have had so many other ways of getting into the movie.
Exactly. That's
who
my
your
point.
Well, yeah.
Dad is.
Yeah.
Well, she says that their sex tapes propel their careers. I don't believe that, but whatever. So Montana doesn't understand that it didn't set out to do hardcore porn where nothing was sacred. Lawrence Fishburne, of course, the Oscar-nominated actor from CSI, every week, y'all, very good.
Mm-hmm.
The movies The Matrix, What Love Got to Do with It, Boys in the Hood, Kia and the Bee, and recently he marked his 49th birthday by finding out about his daughter's porn career along with the rest of the world.
How are you?
Oh, boy, yeah, that's
Happy
ouch.
Birthday, Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on top of that, just to let you guys know, it's breaking news, and it's supposed to be a Twitter war. I've never been on Twitter, so I don't know what that
is. I've never been on Twitter war either.
Okay.
Montana Fishburne has basically no boundaries. She's now accusing Jamie Foxx of being in the porn industry.
Oh, my God.
And that he has created himself a gay porn sex tape that is supposed to be coming out through Vivid Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, she's just targeting her family. She's targeting anybody who's coming in her way. And I guess it all started because Jamie Foxx has his own radio show on satellite radio.
Yeah, he
okay.
did.
And he was talking about what he would do if it was his daughter doing porn. You know,
mm-hmm.
just
yeah.
he's going off, which he would have every right to be, if because he has a daughter himself. So
yeah,
just
he
imagine
does.
Mm-hmm. if he caught his daughter this way, hell yeah, he'll be upset. So I guess Montana heard about Jamie Foxx going off on his radio show and immediately posted on Twitter that he has made a gay porn movie and it'll be coming out soon.
Well, see, we all know that that's a lie. She just made that up. I don't even believe that about Jamie Foxx. He loves women. Not to say he can't be a DL brother, a.k.a. down low, but that's just...
I think Jamie Foxx is too down to earth for that.
I do too, and not only
yeah.
that, he loves his daughter, and I don't
yes.
think he would jeopardize his
Mm-mm.
legacy as a father
no.
and an actor for his daughter to find out something like that.
No,
about
I don't
him.
Think he
I
would
really
go
don't.
That far either.
Exactly, mm-hmm. and apparently the girl is only 19 years old,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't say anything about Jamie stating anything back, but she's already been on TMZ, 24-hour hip hop. I mean, she's actually out here doing interviews and answering questions and trying to, you know, contact her father and explain her situation and that, you know, even though her mom's worried and concerned, she's still supportive. But people are asking, you know, why does she even use the last name Fishburne? Why didn't you go by, you
a
know,
stage name or
Montana
mm-hmm,
Lavender
yeah.
or something, you know,
mm-hmm.
so... It wouldn't, I mean,
anything.
Yeah, the name would eventually came out, but, I mean, he has some kind of discretion, and she just.
Well, like you said, she's 19. You
exactly.
know.
Exactly. She don't care.
Yeah.
But she could have gotten the movies. I mean, look at Jada and Pinkett
mm-hmm.
and their kid. You know, look at Martin
mm-hmm.
Sheen when he got Emilio.
Right.
I can't think of his last name. Or Charlie Sheen, excuse
mm-hmm.
me. So parents
mm-hmm.
can pull some strings for these kids.
Yeah,
oh,
they
yeah.
can.
She did this by choice.
Yeah, she sure did.
She did, and then
I, she's going about it the wrong way, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely. I mean, her father mm-hmm. has did critical, profound roles.
Yes.
I mean, come on, the different things he's been in, he's never played no gay person or
mm-hmm.
none of that, where some actors have went that route.
Mm-hmm.
Larry Fishburne, I put him along with Denzel. There are some actors,
yeah.
James Earl Jones.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't go that route.
Mm-mm.
Their actors, or whether they were in movies or on Broadway or in TV, were respectable
right.
characters
mm-hmm.
and characters that you could look up to, be proud of,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, but for her, even if she didn't want to use, I agree with Chauvinet, why did you use the Fishburne name?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, you have truly embarrassed your father.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a man feels humiliated by her actions.
Yeah, that right there. I mean...
Well,
she's comparing herself to Kim Kardashian and Paris Hilton. I mean,
of
really,
all people.
What have they done? Paris Hilton, you party, you get high. You're
mm-hmm.
famous because of your basically the legacy of the Hilton.
Right.
Kim Kardashian, your dad was one of the attorneys on the OJ famous case.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're really not doing anything. So what if you got a perfume or a clothing line? Who doesn't have that out here?
That's
mm-hmm.
right. So everybody got
it. I'm a dozen.
Exactly. So, mm-hmm. I mean, yes, we all know she's beautiful. We all know she has a beautiful body on her. I'm going to give her love on that, but...
Mm-hmm.
What is it about you? What
mm-hmm.
makes you stand out? Except you and Ray J did a sex tape. You both put it out on purpose, and
mm-hmm.
boom.
Yeah.
I mean, those are not role models.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to go after somebody, choose Angela Bassett, you
they,
know,
yeah,
or Jill Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
mm-hmm.
there's so many profound actors and actresses or musicians that following Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian should have been the bottom of your list.
Sure should have been.
Mm-hmm.
Sure should have been. Okay.
Sure should have been. Yep. Well, I know he's embarrassed because he's embarrassed for her letting herself be used by men who have promised her fame. But you know what? I have a funny feeling. I think her and her daddy fell out.
You think
and
so?
And she did this purposely at his birthday party to get
to
back
hurt
at her,
him.
To hurt him and get back at him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, yeah, she may be 19, but I'm sure she was taught there's a way to do anything.
Right. There's a right way and a wrong
and
way.
And her mom evidently mm-hmm. knew that she was in this porn industry. Is that correct, Chauvinet?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, you should have sat down and talked to your daughter. You know your father's going to be very upset about what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might want to think about how you want to discuss this or approach him about this matter.
Yeah.
You know.
Wow.
Well, I'll say this. Fishburne, being a parent, my heart goes out to you.
Yeah.
Because if either one of my daughters ever went that way, honey, I'd have a black dress, black purse, black hat on.
Really?
That's off the chain right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Because, you know, because who he is and the credentials that he have, I'm like, come on, why did you have to go that route?
Yeah.
You know, even if you have to do bit parts, so what? A lot of them have done that until you build yourself up that, you know, you want to stand not in your dad's shadow, but be who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, look at Hank. What's the one that did Forrest Gump?
Tom Hanks.
Mm-hmm. His son now has a show
mm-hmm.
that comes on The Good Guys.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't so much follow in his father's shadow. He built himself up because he was in different movies and stuff. Yeah,
right.
They were kind of silly or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's on something that he'll probably make a name for himself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Exactly. Or just like, what was it, Mom? I was confirming with you, the brother off of Closer, is Louis Gossett Jr.'s younger brother. You know, he
yeah.
didn't have to do out here, go out and porn or do a drug dealing war. I mean, the brother just is popping up off the Closer, and he's doing a good job.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
he is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he is. Well, our prayers just go out to Lawrence. Hopefully that him and his daughter can come to a resolution about this or at least get understanding. And they got to communicate, number one. He doesn't want to talk to her right now, and I understand that because he's terribly angry, but they're going to have to sit down and talk.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it looks like we have a caller calling in.
Okay.
I see something. Oh, technical difficulties. Welcome
okay.
to talk to me. Who
Hello?
Is this?
Hello?
Yes.
This is Brenda and Gaetano.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Brenda and Gaetano. How are you? Welcome back. We haven't heard from you in a while.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Gaetano.
Hi, Gaetano.
Hi. Hi, how you doing, Shab?
Doing fine. Brenda, I was going to call you, too. Side note, I watched that stand.
Oh, you were not.
No, I did watch this movie she told me to watch called Stan Helsing. I just saw that the other day. I will call you later on that, Brenda.
It was funny.
Yes, I will. I will call you later about it.
Okay.
So can we get back?
Talk about cooking because Gaetano is one heck of a cook.
Oh, we haven't got there yet.
We haven't got there yet. We were
right
talking about entertainment news.
I know.
I heard about all that salacious stuff you were talking about.
Isn't that terrible? Now, see, and Gaetano, wait, here we go. We got a man, a father.
Here we go,
right.
Here we go.
Gaetano's a father.
Right.
Now, Gaetano, of course, you heard it with Larry Fishburne. How would you feel as a father if you found out your daughter was in pornography? Explicit pornography.
I can't say on the radio. I can't say on the radio. But I would have a very negative reaction.
Mm-hmm.
A very
yes.
negative reaction. I'd have my foot someplace in her anatomy that, you know, we don't want to talk
yes.
about. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's really unconscionable, particularly if she had, you know, opportunities and, you know, basically she thumbed her nose at her father. And
pretty
she
much.
Did, yeah.
She did,
yeah.
She did.
Yeah,
and then
she... Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and then Gaetano, she does it on his 49th birthday, announces this. Although other people knew, I'm sure some of his friends might have came to him and said, yo, man, your daughter's in the movies, and it may not be something you're going to be particularly happy with.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
No father wants to hear it. I'm sure he would rather have heard it from his ex-wife or his daughter's mouth than to hear from, you know, outside people. That's even worse.
Exactly.
Well, it's a total embarrassment is what it is. And you know, it's not only painful and embarrassing to the man, but it's also like, you know, what did I do to you that you do this to me? What happened here?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yep.
You have to start asking some. But, you know, like you said, she's 19 years old. She's probably totally self-centered, immature is all get
right.
out, and
mm-hmm.
Thinks nothing of what other people's thoughts or feelings are, but just what she wants to do and what makes her feel good at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
A lot
yep.
of 19-year-olds, unfortunately, are like that. But
they sure are.
Yeah.
They sure are.
Yeah, but generally, I think that the saying is that you don't go down and mess on your father's job, basically, because
mm-hmm.
he's a well-known celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
He's messing
mm-hmm.
with his job.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, you
and
never
messing
know
with
who
his career.
you never know who might make a weird comment, and that man's going to have the kind of control he has in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, that could cost him
a job. He's
going
to need the kind of control from up above to control himself. This is the kind of control he's going
to need.
He's
to call on God
because,
for strength and courage.
Because this is hitting every fiber in his being, and he's not happy. And I can feel it. I can feel it. You know, he's going to need a higher help to deal with this. Mm-hmm. And everybody else's help out in the movie world to help him get through this, people.
Yeah.
You know.
Or get some bail money ready.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess we've all been children, and, you know, we all are children, obviously. And some of us have been parents. I mean, those of you who have been parents, you know that there's always going to, and that's part, I'll just put the psychological bent on it, that's part of the thing that kids do. They do things that they know are going to separate them from their parents, which usually means they're going to do something that their parents don't really like.
Approve of, yeah.
And it's actually what they call a process of starting your independence. You know, because otherwise your parents are just still tied to you. And at some point they have to realize you're your own person. But there are better ways to do it, obviously.
Yes, there are better ways to do it. I agree with your point, yeah.
Yeah. So we've all done things that our parents don't like or don't approve of. And a lot of that is just so that we can distance ourselves as quickly as possible from our parents when we just,
and not living in the parents' shadow, as Fishburne
exactly
is.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
That all may well be true. However,
she didn't have to go that far.
She didn't have to do anything like that to separation. There could have been all other kinds of options that she could have taken to create the, quote, independence, rather than driving herself through the mud and dragging her father with her. I mean, you know.
Exactly.
Undoubtedly, I'm just saying that, you know, we all have done things that we don't necessarily do well, you know, and we look back on them generally when we progress spiritually and obviously into our maturity. We just look back, and then we realize we could have done things a lot different, or that whoever got us down a path that really wasn't for us or serving us wasn't doing it for us. You know, there's something leading that girl astray. I mean, remember, you guys remember when LaToya went completely off kilter?
Right.
The Jackson family, and everyone's like, where is she coming from? And she came up with all this crap. You know, she has since recanted all that and how her family is everything to her, but, you know, she was also doing the same kind of thing. It's almost like saying, you know, hello, I'm here and I matter too. Everything's not all about my famous father or brother or sister or brother or whatever.
This is true.
And I think people who are in the limelight have a harder time of it. Just like judges, children, you know, mayors and governors and presidential children.
Yeah.
We've seen how they completely flip out.
Some
of them get through without that, but they probably have a lot more involvement with their parents than we
about. Okay. Let me move on because I want to get into, it's almost half an hour past, and I want to get into the cooking while we got Gaetano.
Before you do that, though, Mom, let me give the number to callers. If you want to call in, the number is area code 646-727-2914. I'll say it again, 646-727-2914. Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, well, it's official. Lisa Wu Hartwell, if anybody watches The Real Housewives of Atlanta out there, she has been bounced from the Bravo reality show. She used to be married to Keith Sweat, you know, the one that would whine every time he sang. Anyway, she's now married to NFL star Ed Hartwell. Lisa will only be in the first three episodes because Hartwell is a stable
happy marriage, and she refuses, thank you, girlfriend,
yes,
to partake in the foolishness of the show.
Mm-hmm.
While she enjoyed the spotlight, she realized she could not go on with the madness and the drama.
That's right.
She has children to raise and is working on expanding her business.
You so, go, girl.
Hello, I'm happy
you
for
her. You go, girl.
Put her family first.
Mm-hmm.
Producers felt her story was too boring, and when she wouldn't change, they decided to part ways. Hello, that's fine, because she said this season, it appears is fake marriages, fake lesbians, fake booties, fake friendship, too much makeup, and a lot of drama.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't blame her. Go ahead on. You put your husband and your kids first. Also of Tracy Ellis, if you remember her from Girlfriends fame, she's got a new show coming out on BET, and it's called Read Between the Lines, and guess who her husband is? Malcolm Jamal Warner.
What?
Well, on the show, on the show.
Oh,
the show.
Okay. Get me straight. Get me straight. Get me straight.
On the show. And Dr. Conrad Murray, if you remember in the Michael Jackson case, he awaits word on his face regarding the death of Michael Jackson. He is going on with his life. Dr. Murray and his latest girlfriend and their new baby were recently vacationing in the islands, and Dr. Murray didn't seem to have a care in the world. Well, go on with your bad self then. Mm-hmm. Now, another good one, Shaq O'Neal. Y'all remember Shaq, right? I reported on him in the past. Said he won't quit the NBA until he is 40 years old. That's probably like about 80 in their years, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
He's 38 now, and his latest stop is the Boston Celtics. He will be coming off the bench and getting $1.4 million salary. O'Neal has had a varied career with stops in L.A., Phoenix, Miami, Detroit, and now Boston. I got to admit, he's going to look weird wearing that green, though. You know what I'm talking about? Jolly green jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyway. Got the clown in check. I mean, come on. We were just talking about, what's his name last week? Who's the one that keeps coming back? He old as hell, too, in football.
Oh, Favre.
Yeah, Brett Favre.
Yeah.
They don't know when to give it up. Bless her heart. Okay. Next up, Terrence Howard. If I have any Law & Order fans out there, I love that show. Anyway, Terrence Howard is joining the cast of the L.A. Law & Order called La La. But anyway, the Law and Order of Los Angeles has fallen. He'll be playing a deputy DA, and also on there will be Regina Hall. If you remember that sister she played in Scary Movie, well, anyway, she will be on there.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on? Oh, and of course, you know, Obama was on The View. It was one of their highest rated shows when he was on there. 7 million viewers turned in,
mm-hmm.
So it set a ratings record. Janet Jackson, our girl, talked about motherhood in a recent interview. She said she doesn't feel like she lost out because she has 25 nieces and nephews to love. Janet just wrapped up filming the new Tyler Perry movie for Colored Girls. The movie comes out in January. She is currently vacationing with her billionaire, let me repeat that, with her billionaire Arabian boyfriend, Wissam Al-Mana. Mana? You say Almaina, I say Almana. Friends say she is truly happy with her man. Wisdom doesn't let her pay for anything, which apparently wasn't the case when she dated producer Jermaine Dupri.
Yes.
Oh, well. Be like that sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and congratulations. Two weddings. One, Shab, your guy, Swiss Beatz, and
Alicia Keys.
Yeah, they got married this weekend. And also T.I., the rapper T.I., and his girl, Tiny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from
Tiny.
The group Escape.
Mm-hmm.
Or that show Tiny and Toya, which made you vomit.
Yeah.
But either way, you want to know.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I just threw up in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and then also congratulations to singer Anthony Hamilton, excuse me, and his wife Tarsha. They're expecting twins.
Ooh.
I know, isn't that sweet?
He needs to come out with another album.
Yeah, he does. I love that man's voice. It is so good. And also, Spike Lee is working on a documentary about the Gulf oil spill. That should be interesting. We want to send out get well wishes at this time to the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. Over the weekend, Aretha broke two ribs during a fall, so she had to cancel some of her concert dates. Aretha, we're praying for you that you get better and get back into good health. We miss you. Okay, well, let's start on the cooking show. And since we have guests already on the line, let's begin. And what recipes are you bringing to the show tonight, Mr. Gaetano and Brenda?
Brenda's got a great recipe for coconut cream cheesecake.
Ooh. Is it a quick one, or is it a lot of ingredients people got to write down?
Well, I think it's coconut and cream cheese.
That's her husband. That's her husband. We're going to remember Guy Tunnel next time he call in.
Coconut and cream cheese. That's it, folks. Coconut and cheese.
Okay, Brenda, give us your cream cheese recipe and a quick way to make it.
It's actually pretty. It's probably a long recipe for somebody. So I don't know if they'd want something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? You can still write it down and send it to me because I'll still put it. Not on the air, but on the site where people can look it up, the recipe,
yeah,
if they want to make it.
I'll do that. It's a very beautiful cake, and it's one you probably might want to try for Christmas. If you love coconut and you love cream cheese, very beautiful. We'll send pictures, and we'll send the recipe. How's that?
Yeah.
Coconut, you're going to love that.
In fact, why don't I say it right now, for anybody that if you do want copies of the recipes or the dishes that are the recipe to the dishes that we're going to talk about, you can reach me at linus44@hotmail.com. Damn, I must be backed up like a tail light.
What's her name?
Anyway, it's
Montana has really got her.
L-E-N-N.
Really got her upset. You have to excuse her, folks. Don't mind her.
Okay.
We may have changed radio stations and I didn't know.
Okay. The email address is lenis44@hotmail.com. And we will send you copies of the recipes along with pictures of them.
Wait, say that again, Mom, because you said linus44@hotmail.com.
Okay, it's Lennis, L-E-N-N-I-S, 44, at hotmail.com, C-O-M.
C-O-M,
yeah. That's right, Miss Producer, get her straight, yeah.
Just want to make sure everybody's on the same page.
Yes.
Okay. And Brenda, you got another recipe for us?
Since it's summertime and barbecue, real simple hamburger recipe.
Okay.
I use ground round, and I usually do 2 pounds at a crack. But what I use is something you can get off the shelf. It's Weber Gourmet Burger Spices, and I just sprinkle it in and mix it in with the burger along with one egg per pound of ground round. And I use some Italian breadcrumbs, about a handful, so 2 small handfuls of those, like Progresso. Throw that in there. And I take a couple of cloves of garlic and chop them real fine, mix that in there, or I throw it in there. I only mix them all at one time. And then instead of salt and pepper, I use garlic salt, garlic pepper, add a little bit of zip to it, and just, mix it in and form your burgers, and away you go. It's pretty simple, but it's very tasty.
Now, that does sound good. Mm-hmm. Now, Gaetano, is that on the grill, or is this for the grill or
on
the
grill? On the grill.
On the grill,
what
okay.
I do is, yeah.
Okay.
I usually, once I clean my grill, I spray Pam on it, so that you give the burgers a good flying start so they don't stick. And you only need to do them about 5 minutes per side, and they're done.
Oh, okay.
Man, that sounds good.
Yeah, it does.
And the other thing that I do for Summer Grill is I'll take boneless, skinless chicken breasts, and I pound them so that I kind of flatten them out so they'll cook evenly. And I use another spice called Montreal chicken. I think it's put out by, I don't like it at Sam's Club. I forget.
Oh, McCormick's.
McCormick's, that's right.
Yeah,
okay.
I got some right here.
Yeah, Montreal chicken, and I spray that on there. I sprinkle that on there, I should say, and that's all I put on it. And the chicken breast, once you pound them, 5 minutes per side is all you need. They'll come out done, yet they'll be moist, and they won't be dry.
What do you pound them with?
Oh, I have a mallet. You can get these metal mallets, but you don't pound them with the side. I pound them on the side with the side of the mallet, not the
on the flat side.
The flat side.
Flat side.
Okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, you'll tear them up.
Yeah, you will tear them
just,
up with the other because I have a metal one like that.
Okay.
And it'll
tear
them up.
Yeah, so you pound them on the flat side and
it on the flat side.
Just, you know, as I say, it's just 5 minutes per side for the breast, and it's over, it's done, it's through. You can do a whole family size package pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good. And what do you serve with that, Gaetano, when you prepare your chicken?
Either chicken or burgers, either a potato salad or I love green beans, which if I want to do the green beans, I saute them in olive oil on the stove, and they're usually frozen. And so, you know, you can get the frozen green beans wherever, and I just throw them in the frying pan that's already been lined with olive oil and heated. And I also use garlic salt and garlic pepper to season those, not regular salt and pepper. And they don't take that long to do, but you can tell when they're done. I just flip them with a spatula and keep them turned over. But they do very nicely, and the thing about it is not only do they cook, but they remain crunchy, even though they're cooked. And so that's a good side dish with
it. It is. You get a lot of vitamins when they're crunchy. They're not good when they're soft.
So it'll still work well with the fresh green beans too,
yes,
right?
Yes, you can do the same thing with fresh. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. And the fresh actually will probably take less time than the frozen, obviously. But
yeah, because they're a lot firmer, and so they'll stay crispier for you, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, the fresh will take less time, but you'll be able to tell when the beans are done. You just don't want them soggy. That's all.
Right. Right. You don't want them soggy.
Yeah.
Well,
and I use olive oil. Some people may want to use canola oil, but I think olive oil gives it a nice flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Extra virgin olive oil we use.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah, that's what I buy too, Brynn, is extra virgin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
me too.
What I buy too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember as a child, I heard that term, extra virgin. And being in puberty, I thought, I know what a virgin is. I don't know what an extra virgin is.
Yes. Yes. That would get you confused a little bit. You know.
On the line, okay?
Leave my brother alone.
I didn't say anything wrong.
I was just, you know, a child in puberty trying to figure things out. That's all.
Sounds good. Well, I'm going to give a quick one here for greens. If you like greens, and that can be coming from a southern background family, we had turnips, mustard, and collards, and today people use spinach, which is what I use to make mines because I'll just say it. I have to go over to the hood to get turnips, mustard, where I live. They don't have.
Really?
They don't have our greens out here?
Mm-mm.
We got to go in the hood, huh?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fresh?
The farmer's markets don't have.
Yeah, we have to go over there, in Seattle. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. But any greens that you prepare, what I do is I take two strips of bacon, which you can cut in half, and fry that till it's kind of golden brown in your pot. And then as that is cooking, cut up one onion and, you know, slice it kind of good and throw that in there and mix it around together. Then it's better if you have fresh greens because you won't have to add water. Greens make their own water.
Mm-hmm.
And just put it in a pot and keep stirring it for the first 5 minutes or so and put your heat on medium, medium low, and let it cook. And about 15, 20 minutes are done because, like Gaetano, you want them tender. You don't want them soggy and, you know, want them tender. But that's a quick way to make greens.
Wow. I've never heard of that, but
yeah,
that's
and then, you know, if you want, put a tablespoon of vinegar in there and a tablespoon of hot sauce. Shoot, gone with it.
Sounds good. I just ate a little bit, so I'm good.
Yeah. Go ahead, Gaetano.
I was just going to say, another side dish I use, which is quick, easy, it requires no cooking. I get, again, olive oil, and I put it in a usually a 3-inch hot tall baking dish, and I you know, just put a layer of olive oil on the bottom of it. I then slice some tomatoes, ripe tomatoes, lay them in flat. Then I take some cucumbers that I've peeled, slice those, lay a layer in, and then I take either Vidalia or Texas sweet onions, and I dice those, and I make a layer of that, and then I throw some Italian seasoning on top, and then I do that layer one more time, and that's really a, like an Italian tomato salad. It's very tasty, not a lot of work. You can do it in 10 minutes, and if you want to chill it, fine, but you can eat it just the way it is. If your vegetables have already been chilled, excepting the onions, it'll be cold enough anyway. But it's a good side dish. It's fast, it's quick, it's tasty, and there you go.
Great antipasto.
Now you, oh, an antipasto, what is
it? That's an antipasto dish, isn't it, honey?
Well, I don't use it that way. You can use it as an antipasto dish. I use it as a side dish with either the burgers or the chicken or whatever. Are in place of a salad, you know, for chicken or burgers, et cetera. So having a salad, I mean, you just use that as a tomato salad. That's what I call it. It's a tomato salad.
Mm. So you use green tomatoes or red tomatoes?
No. Very ripe red tomatoes.
Red tomatoes, okay.
Yeah,
red tomatoes,
right,
cucumbers, and what was the other thing?
Sweet onions, whether they're Vidalia
or
Texas
onions,
sweets.
That's what it was. Okay.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Diced
yeah.
up in
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm sure your better half will type all this up and send it to us so we can put it online.
Well, when you find one, sweetie, I hope that they can send that on off for you.
You will, Brenda. We're not even worried about it. You will.
Oh.
So,
that's
anyway. And another quick recipe for summertime is fried chicken. And I got this from a great aunt of mine.
Okay.
She would take a couple of eggs and some milk, put it in a bowl, stir it up, mix it up real good, put your chicken in that.
Okay.
Mix it all around. Then, now, back in the day, you know, they used to use brown paper sack. Now you
right.
just do a
Well, see, I, when I first bag. Learned, that's what I use with a brown paper,
paper sack.
Yeah.
Yeah. And put your flour in there and your salt and pepper or garlic, what have you.
Right.
And take the egg in there and then fry the chicken. You talk about good.
Oh, that
and you know what's
good.
Even better? Before you do, before you even put the chicken in the eggs and milk, fork your chicken. So that it'll
okay.
go through. If you fork it, then it'll, all the flavoring will go through it.
Oh, really?
Even better when it cooks.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds
yeah.
good.
Yeah. So that's another just, I mean, I know everybody knows about fried chicken. Oh, and let me say this. Any meat that you buy, whether it's chicken, beef, pork, or fish, wash your meat, folks. I see folks go buy stuff at the store, come right home, and start cooking it. You don't know what kind of board it's been on or what meat it was in. Wash your meat well, even if you have to put on some plastic gloves, which they do have that now, when you're washing your vegetables or your fruit and your meat. But, folks, please wash your meat because, you know, I don't eat behind everybody.
I've told Brenda this before, but whenever I do chicken that's been cut up, I mean, you know, with his legs,
yeah,
thighs,
I wash
breasts.
My chicken.
Oh,
yes.
I don't know how to just wash it, but if it's like legs and thighs, it still has the skin on, et cetera, or quarters, whatever, I take a good-sized pot. I throw a good amount of salt in the bottom of it and then fill it up with water or three-quarters water. Stir the salt real good, and then put the chicken in there and let it set for about, 2.5-3 hours. You will be shocked. You will be shocked at the amount of blood and stuff that you get out of there.
What?
I drain it. Yeah, I drain it, and all that stuff comes off, and then I rinse that chicken super well so all the salt is gone.
Yeah.
And you'll be surprised. Now, the chicken gets kind of blanched. It bleaches it. It turns it
it turns it real white
because
looking.
Of the salt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it will draw that blood
out. Well, you know, that makes sense because blood is in the fiber of the meat itself.
Yeah.
You know, so that would make sense for that to come out of it. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Ooh, I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah,
I'm going
to have to try
that,
too.
Before.
I never thought about that.
So you said, no, and you
so
said
that's
what flour.
Gives that chicken that pretty pink color.
Yeah,
kind of.
And that's
all. Yeah.
The salt is cheap enough, so, you know, you're not, I mean, just a few handfuls of salt is what you need, and just stir it up good and let the chicken sit in there for, like, 2.5 hours or so. And then, as I say, when you drain it, you'll see a lot of stuff come out.
You sure will, because even when you wash chicken, or like when, you know, some people will thaw chicken and, you know, out in a bowl of water, which I do sometimes, and my water turns pink. He's exactly right. He's exactly
right.
That's blood. He's right.
Huh.
That's right.
Well,
you
go.
You guys, Donald, you just taught us ladies
just
something.
Just a little
bit more. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah, there you go.
He taught me how to cook meat. He taught me how to cook meat, and it never used to taste as good. But it's like with Gaetano, it's I hope you don't make a joke, but it's slow. He uses the slow method for cooking meat, and your meat always comes out tender.
See,
the slow method is
the
best method.
Yep.
Yeah.
The slow method is
the
best. That's the method I learned growing up. Was that slow method? I'm not good on the quick methods, you know.
Yeah,
you mean to tell me you don't microwave your meat and make it turn out like a rubber ball?
No.
You know, no.
I'd be
I know you are. That's what
you
I'm telling
you.
You know.
Some people microwave.
I know. But you know what I did one time? My stove went out. This is before I moved up here. My regular stove went out, and I had a microwave. And my microwave, it was around Thanksgiving time. I had a Thanksgiving turkey. I had cooked it and everything. I mean, had it all ready to go into the oven. I found out my oven. I cooked that turkey in my microwave. That turkey was so good, and it was not white. It didn't, you know, brown on the outside like you would in the oven.
Yeah.
But the rest of that turkey was good. I was really surprised. I was
you know
really
how
surprised
to brown?
I didn't think it would do it.
You know how to brown your turkey if you're doing it in a either a microwave or, like I do my turkeys in these Nesco cookers, you know, these tabletop cookers
that you
plug in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I do all my turkeys in those if I'm not going to fry them.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do to brown it, I just get kitchen bouquet, and I just, you know, take a little pastry brush and paint it on there, and that turkey comes out brown as all get out. Kitchen bouquet.
Really?
Yeah, you get that.
What is a bouquet? What is it?
Kitchen bouquet is the brown sauce. You know,
in
yellow
bottle. You can make brown
yeah.
gravy with it, or you can whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also use it to brown your turkey.
I didn't know that.
Oh, it's the second thing you've learned tonight.
See, learn something new every day. I'm telling you, I didn't say just one thing. I'm like, learn something new. That could be learning all day long. But that's number two. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what, Gaetano? My mother said my oldest brother cooked better than us girls.
I taught my sons how to cook, and they cook better than
Douglas
me.
Douglas out-cooked us.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. But they do. They just have that knack.
Yeah, for adding
Well, I like to make Gaetano. It's one of his favorite dishes when he's in town. It's tater tot and hot dog casserole.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Tater tot
and
hot
dog casserole.
Wait, let me interject real
that
quick.
That was a quickie.
I'm just going to interject real quick. If anybody wants to call in with their own recipes, the number is area code 646-727-2914. Am I disturbed?
He's going to get her.
One
you
more
know
time. Area code 646-727-2914. Back to Brenda and her disturbing story. Please continue.
We're going to pray for her,
gross.
Honey.
What did you say? Gross.
Gross.
Tater tot
that.
And hot dogs. Now that sounds mushy. Okay.
He told me I used to threaten him with that, and he said he wasn't gonna let me poison him.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm a little shaky myself right now. I'm going to keep you in my prayers, Gaetano. I'm keeping you in my prayers.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got you.
Lord knows I need them.
Okay, let's run through the cornbread right quick. There's hot water cornbread, corn fritters, hush puppies, and not really cornbread. We call them hoe cakes. And
what?
Hoe cakes. See, she caught that one. I was catching it too. I'm like,
hoe cakes.
Hoe cakes. Come on.
Yeah,
I know y'all know what hoe cakes are.
Yeah, that's a southern. Southern.
Thank
yeah,
you. Thank
cake.
You, Brenda. The
well,
big biscuit, and they call them hoe cakes. Yeah. But anyway.
I haven't heard of that one because my people are from Texas, but they never told me that one. So that's new.
Yeah, it's a big, almost like a pancake, ain't it, Brenda? The hoe cake. And what you do, you get your butter in the plate. Pour some syrup in that butter, mix them two together, and you take that whole cake, I'm going back, y'all, and sop. And that's
sop
how
it.
You eat it.
That's right.
You sop
you
it,
sop
and then you eat
it.
You
so
know
what
I'm going
what is
back.
A whole cake? What is it? What
it's
is
a
that?
Big biscuit, about the size of your hand.
Okay.
But if you broke it up, yeah. It'd be in pieces.
Right.
But, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it's
okay.
Like a pancake, but thicker.
You okay.
Know, maybe about an inch and a half.
Okay.
Yeah, and they called them whole cakes where you didn't eat anything. You just sopped the syrup and the
butter together
and kept a pushing.
Oh, okay.
Say.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I just tried to look up hoe cakes on Google and apparently got a whole bunch of porn websites. I'll type in recipe for hoe cakes. H-O-E-K.
No, you didn't.
I am back now, how to serve hot cakes. You know, sorry, I will not be giving out the recipe from google.com. Go ahead, finish what you're saying. My bad.
Go ahead, go on through that.
Oh, my God, I can't. Okay.
Okay, well, anyway, hot water cornbread is prepared with white meal, egg, water, and salt and pepper. And you can just fry it in a skillet. Actually, a cast iron skillet is the best. Corn fritters, about the same like a pancake. Hush puppies are yellow meal, an egg, flour, milk, or water. And also, you kind of pat a hush puppy in your hand and put it in a skillet also and fry it. So, and as I said, with the hoe cakes, it's just biscuits, bigger biscuits that you have with syrup and butter. So, okay, and we covered fried chicken. Okay, I made a banana pudding, which you guys saw online. I mentioned that.
That's
so,
yeah.
And you know what? I got to tell you, Brenda, when you told me about your coconut pie, how nice that turned out, and it was the best you ever did, this banana pudding was the best that I have ever made. I mean, it was absolutely great. So I'm going to give the ingredients and tell you real quick. It's easy, quick to make. It's called banana pudding, Lennis style. So 2 boxes of instant banana pudding, mix, put it in a bowl, add 2 cans of pet milk or evaporated milk. When I mentioned pet milk before, the people on the East Coast didn't know what the hell pet milk was. That's what we call
it
out on the West Coast. Yeah, or carnation. There you go, carnation.
Yeah.
We got pet milk. And then 1 teaspoon of vanilla flavoring, 1 can of Eagle brand milk. That's a real thick milk. And 1 bottle of Grand Marnier liquor. Now, it's a little $3 bottle, y'all. I think it's like an ounce. Is it an ounce, Brenda, or 2 ounces of liquor? It's
for
not much.
For
you know, the little bottles. Like I call them the little baby bottles.
Oh, yeah, they're about 2 ounces, I think.
Okay.
3 ounces, yeah.
Okay, so you mix all that together. Okay. Then you mix all that. So you're mixing the instant pudding, the two boxes of instant pudding, 2 cans of pet milk, teaspoon of vanilla, 1 can of Eagle brand milk, 1 little bottle of Grand Marnier. Mix all that together. Then add 2 large softened cream cheese and 2 large Cool Whips. Mix all that together in the same bowl, and you're good to go. And what you want to do is fold that into your bananas or either cookies. I haven't been doing the bananas lately for some reason. Bananas out here have been ruining like 3 days. They don't even last 5 days for some reason. So I made mine with the little baby wafer cookies, and it turned out excellent. Mm. So, and I'll also put the recipe online along with Brenda's and Gaetano's. So just to
and
let
that
you know.
Eagle milk is simply a condensed milk, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, because there are other brands I know they can use that they're
Borden.
The same thing.
I think
yeah,
Borden's
got some, yeah, and most of your Asian stores have got that because they make their coffee with that. Vietnamese coffee they make.
Honey,
with that.
this is not the sweetened condensed milk.
Oh,
this
it's not.
This is just regular evaporated milk.
Eagle?
About.
Eagle-y?
No, not Eagle. Eagle is a condensed. That's that thick, thick
Eagle
milk that's
and,
very
yeah,
sweet.
Eagle Borden, they do the sweet and condensed, but they also have, I thought Borden's also had evaporated milk, too. But this is
well, honey, evaporated and condensed are two different
okay,
things. Two
right.
different
it's
ones, yeah.
It's just the evaporated milk.
Yeah, no, that's different. Now, the Eagle
well,
milk I'm talking about is condensed, and it is sweet.
So
yeah.
make sure you
yeah.
understand, people, it's the evaporated milk that...
Both. You use both. You put the evaporated milk in at the beginning of the recipe.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then you put that in with the rest of your, but you also put in one can of the Eagle brand. Of the
oh,
Eagle brand,
okay.
the condensed milk, yeah. Also
oh, okay.
one can of that. Mm-hmm.
It was, okay, so make sure you delineate on your recipe the sweetened condensed versus just plain evaporated. Just
oh,
people
okay.
get mixed up and they'll mess up their recipe.
Okay.
You
yeah,
know,
I'll
they
definitely.
Don't know. Yeah, if they don't know. Because, you know, we know, like, pet milk, I mean, I knew that right away.
yeah.
Well,
I put it in another recipe, and some friends from the East Coast called me and emailed me and said, what the hell is pet milk? Is that from an animal or what? And I was like, hello? No, that's what we call it. But they call it carnation.
Yeah.
Carnation
yeah,
milk
yeah.
on the East
carnation,
Coast.
Carnation. They have pet milk.
Right,
we have pet
well,
milk
we have,
and carnation.
Mm. Yeah, we have both here, too.
We have both here. Yeah.
Yeah, but pet milk was, heck, their headquarters was here at one time. Their corporate headquarters.
Oh,
I forget
okay.
Who, yeah, I forget who the company was, but their corporate headquarters, they produced pet plus a bunch of other stuff, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were in downtown St. Louis, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we
oh,
got
okay.
both pet and carnation.
Mhm. And we got Borden
okay.
too. We
yeah,
got
Borden's
here
actually. Yeah,
yeah,
we got Borden's too. Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah.
It's a brand name. That's all I need to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mhm. It's all still evaporated milk.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Coven, mm-hmm. did you get the recipe for the cheesecake?
Did I get it? No, I didn't.
Oh, I sent it to Lennis.
Oh, I'll have.
Oh, no, she's not in my way. Yeah, she's on the switchboard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I know our time is getting close. Brenda, you know what? I wanted you. God, I wish I had called you earlier. Do you remember one summer you made this? It was like a sandwich dish.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
You know where you did the bell peppers and the onion? Oh, it was great. And then we put it on an open face?
Baguettes, yeah, or some Italian baguettes, or you just get some nice artisan bread. So I could tell you real quickly.
Yes, please.
This is great for
that's
people
summer.
Who are vegetarian, and you
yep,
can mix
it.
And match vegetables as you want. But you basically just throw a little olive oil into a non, or you could just use only nonstick, but it's probably good. It's good to have a little olive oil, and you're not going to cook them really quick. You get your pan heated a little, and then you put in there sliced up thin slices of bell peppers. It's good to use yellow, red, and,
yep.
you know, yeah, you can use green, but it's a little more harsh. So if you use the colored ones, it'll be less pungent. And then you slice up mushrooms, and you throw them in there, and you slice up some onion. A red onion would be really good. I don't think that there was any other vegetable that we used. And then you could put a little olive oil on your baguette after you tear it open, like lengthwise, like a hoagie. But it's good to use like a, you know, like a 12, is it 12, 6-inch baguette, artisan baguette. And then you put the sautéed vegetables on there. You only sauté for probably about 5 minutes or less. And just
okay.
Lay it out on your sandwiches. If you want mayo or some kind of asagio cheese sauce or something, you can. But that was it. It was just basically vegetables. And
oh, it was
good.
So good. I mean, and filling, too, with no meat. So, yes, thank you.
And a good bottle of wine. You could use red or white. White would probably go best.
Oh, now, you know, we got the Italian master on right now. Go on and suggest some wine to us, brother.
No, any. To me, I don't like a real tart wine. I don't like a sweet wine.
Right.
I like a well-balanced wine, like a Merlot for a red. And it depends on the Chardonnay. Chardonnays can get sharp. So, you know, I'm careful about what Chardonnays. But
honey, what about a Fumé Blanc? Don't you think that would be a good
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah.
That would be good, yeah.
Fumé
yeah.
Blanc. That would
okay, now are you saying this just with a regular dinner or like if you're out, like you said, you know, summertime, you're out barbecuing or whatever? Which one? You'd have the Merlot?
Merlot
just so
for
people
the barbecue, wouldn't you, honey?
Yeah, if you're going to do the meat, I'd do a Merlot. If you're going to do the, like the burgers, et cetera, although the chicken, you could do the Blanc with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, because that's good to know. And also, Brenda, because we are going to have your recipe online, could you tell us what would be good to go with the cheesecake? Do you want to have a drink with it or a cup of coffee?
Well,
or
I'll tell you. I made coffee for a friend of mine when I first, and I don't know, she took the rest of the pie, but as far as a topping, she actually melted a little, chocolate chips, semi-sweet. She melted
mm-hmm.
a little chocolate and put some of that on hers. I didn't want anything on mine. And then another person who actually tried the recipe and went crazy over it, they mixed a syrup with some pineapple preserves. They made a little syrup with pineapple preserves mixed with water. And, you know, it's up to you. It's just, to me, it's a pretty rich cake. It's very rich. And you're not going to want a huge slice. But as far as the drink, I think coffee is the best way to go. I can't really see it going well with any wine. Because you got that cream cheese, and you got it actually has cream of coconut in it, so it's pretty rich.
Ooh. Okay. And now while we're doing it, what about any summer salads? Right quick. Anybody? I know fresh fruit is always good. Any type of apples, oranges, mandarin oranges, and cut up a little banana for a fresh fruit salad or leaf.
I like to throw in. I like to throw. If you just want to like make a nice summer salad that's just quick, you know, you just take some romaine lettuce and then chop. Take some green grapes, chop them in half, throw them in there, and then cut an apple. Just take. You don't need to take skin off. Just core it and then slice it in thin slices so it'll fork well.
Okay.
And just, you know, make it. Just slice it thin slices all the way around and throw it in your salad to mix it up. You can use salad dressing, and it'll still taste great, but you don't have to. It's just a really refreshing salad.
Okay.
If you know, you just want a quick salad, you want something to cool you down.
Okay.
Yeah.
I made a real quick salad this evening, which I'll end up taking with me to work, but it is, again, romaine lettuce, which I cut up in bite-sized pieces. Tomatoes, which I cut in eighths. The sweet onions, which I dice and throw in there. And then I take very thin slices of celery and throw it in there and mix it up. And then I make a balsamic vinegar dressing that I use Seven Seasons or whatever that package is. But I use, again, the extra virgin olive oil, the balsamic vinegar, and I just, you know, follow the recipe. I have these cruets that you can get with the stuff at the store and shake it up real good, and it is an excellent, excellent dressing to go with it. But
I love balsamic vinegar.
Hmm?
Balsamic vinegar is perfect on salad.
Yeah, it is really good.
Mm-hmm.
So I've made some, and I'm getting ready to take it to work with me tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. That sounds good.
Gotta wrap it up now.
Yeah. What's the time, Sheriff? Okay, 1 minute. So I guess we better wrap it up. I would like to thank Brenda and Gaetano. Hoo-wee. My tongue is twisted. Gaetano, Magonia, our couple of the hour. For all those, oh, man, he really gave us some neat things to do, to try out, and I really appreciate that. And we were definitely looking forward to Brenda's recipe. So, folks, when you come online, like I said, Linus44@hotmail.com. I also want to thank Bernice,
my co-host, who's always here, got my back, and I really appreciate her. And, of course, our producer and our switchboard operator, Chabonet, a.k.a. the Sheriff. Now, next Sunday, we will have the girls on again. You know they were here for the comedy show. They're back next Sunday, and the show is titled Keeping It Real. Woo, y'all on your own. They're giving me and Bernice a day off. So please tune in from 6 to 7 Pacific time, and the show is Talk to Me. And as always, you're all invited, and we enjoy you. And thank you so much for listening to the show. And also, a shout-out to Essence Magazine. They picked up my show, y'all. Hello. I am now with Essence. So stay tuned in, and we love you. Thank you. BlogTalkRadio.com. Talk to me, and we're out.